Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Start with Major Sean Lavin. He is the deputy supervisor in Amherst now, and he joins the show. Sean, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Before we get into talking about the race, what have you been up to to this point that brought you to the supervisor's race?
Well, I've been on the town board for this going on my 8th year. December 31st will be my final 8th year town board. So I decided to run for supervisor about a year ago. And I had an interview with WBEN back in October. And when I was down there for Hurricane Helene in a military fashion, I knew how important local government was. It was the local government down there who was doing the work, who was finding a way for people to get food, to get resources, diapers. They knew the community inside and out. So when the members of FEMA or the military were there to help, it was the community leaders who kind of said, hey, we need help in this part of our community. We need help here. We have this family stranded here. They knew the ins and outs. And at that point, I said to myself, this is the position I got to pursue. I love this town. I love this community, and that's why I'm running for this position.
Military man.
Military man.
20 years.
Just over.
Just over 20 years.
Just over 20.
And still at it. Right.
Still at it. I had to postpone our last meeting 2 weeks ago because I had a drill weekend. But yes.
Awesome. Now, looking at Amherst, you're the deputy supervisor while on the town board. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Brian Culpa, term limited. You're term limited on the town board.
That's correct.
Moving to supervisor, so you could do two more terms as supervisor.
That's correct.
Looking at Amherst now, where are the most pressing issues that you would address from starting day one?
So we're still a growing population. We're at 130,000 people. And I think we've kind of outpaced a little bit of our capital side, right? We've taken on some really large projects in our community. And I think we kind of have to level off because we've taken on a lot. And a lot of backlog has now been, that log jam's cleared up. And we need to start focusing on our services a little bit more, right? I want to get more timely and I want to get more effective on how we're communicating services. So for instance, I'm working now diligently to find a way for, we have all of our snowplows tracked currently on GPS. I want to be able to find a way to get that onto our website so people can look and say, okay, plows coming down Sheridan, plows coming down Donnelly, you name the street, so they can see in real time what we're doing as a service in our community. Because I think we can lean into the technology and we can get a little bit more efficient that way. And then the services side, the Meals on Wheels, our senior center, our youth camps, that's something we got to kind of focus more on right now.
You talk about the big projects, and I know this is not an Amherst project. It's a project in Amherst that the county's doing, and that is the golf course that was announced this week by County Executive Mark Pullenkars. But that's a property that I remember when I was delivering pizzas for Lenova was sitting empty. Why couldn't Amherst get anything done there without the county? Does that question make sense?
Well, I think we are getting it done with the county, right? We're partners in government. And there's an expense to this, right? So when you, we own the park, but when you want to do all of the maintenance, the resources, the manning, there's a cost to all those, right? And the county has those abilities already. They have Alma Meadows Park, they have Grover Cleveland, they have Chestnut Ridge, they have ranger programs at Elk Creek. We're just kind of just taking that, taking those resources. They're going to add a couple of positions to do that, and they're going to do it right there at the Westwood Country Club.
Now, projects, and I've been focused on the project down Sheridan, and that is Station 12. Now, I know that was announced before COVID, and that kind of stopped up everything.
Announced before our term, by the way, before I even got into office.
Okay.
Just so we're clear.
All right. So, they've got Whole Foods there. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Whole Foods. At Home, it's a nice store.
Yep.
But the rest of it, let's be honest, on one of the busier streets in Amherst, mm-hmm. it's kind of an eyesore. Where does that stand in what control does Amherst have in getting that project done?
It's limited control, right? Is people and just so we're clear, I completely agree with everything you're saying. The Station 12, to me, you're at a cornerstone of our community. There has to be some kind of development there because it's staged perfectly for it, right? It's a busy commerce area, and I'm very disappointed that we consistently or the company that owns it hasn't delivered, right? But at the same time, from a town perspective, you're current on your permits, you're current on your taxes, right? There's not a lot we can do. It doesn't mean we don't engage in conversation with them because I think that's important. But really, I think solutions are being worked, but I recognize too that that should be a lot farther along than it is.
I mean, they tore down the place where I saw LMFAO in college. I'm just saying. Let's drive on down because projects are, I mean, that is the big thing, in my opinion,
sure.
Facing Amherst is there have been a lot of big projects announced. Mm-hmm. Again, most of them not in the town's hands, mm-hmm. But the Boulevard Mall. Mm-hmm. Doug Jamal mm-hmm. has that mm-hmm. property. He voiced a few weeks ago displeasure with the way that's going. Should there be a fast track, if you were a supervisor today, should there be a fast track to that Boulevard Mall project to get that in the hands of Doug Jamal?
I mean, I would say the fast track's harder than you think because what they're hoping to develop on the, what we're hoping to get developed on the Boulevard Mall takes a lot of infrastructure, right? It's like anything else. You could put a house down on a piece of property, but if you don't have sewer lines and water lines, what do you really have, right? So that's what it comes down to. So as much as I would love to sit here and say, like, wave my magic wand and say, let's find a solution for all shareholders, you know, we have to have the West Side Interceptor done first. Because if you're going to, you know, the basis of town government is public safety and flushing your toilets, right? If you can't do the second one, what are you really doing? So that's a priority for us. So it's hard for me to say, you know, everybody should make nice and find a way because the public infrastructure piece isn't there yet.
You did say that to the Buffalo News. You said throughout Amherst, the sewage lines are an issue and something you'd like addressed, mm-hmm. infrastructure throughout Amherst. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's one part. Mm-hmm. Where else in Amherst do you think is pressing when it comes to infrastructure, sewage lines, stuff like that?
I mean, the sewage line piece is to me, it's an aging, it's not aging, but it's, you know, something put in the 70s or 80s. We're talking 50, 60 years ago at this point. It's scary to think it was that long ago, but it was. And as I said, that's one of the basic services we have to deliver on the town. So, you invest that money in infrastructure, you don't really see it. So it's really hard to sell that kind of mindset, right? You've never driven down a street and thought, I wonder what the sewer lines are out underneath me. Nobody ever thinks about it. So it's one of the things we're struggling to catch.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Catch up on, but we're going to do that because it's that important.
Now, this is one that hasn't been brought up lately, but as someone who grew up on Mount Vernon, right down the street from South Campus Metro Rail, and took the Metro downtown. You talk to people who didn't grow up near the Metro Rail. I also went to college on the Metro Rail.
Okay.
So, I mean, I a lot of times took the Metro to sporting events. You talk to people who didn't grow up by the Metro Rail. They go, oh my gosh, it's waste, it's all that. Now, there was the proposal to expand it, and that would be through Amherst and through Tonawanda to get to UB North Campus.
Yep.
As supervisor, is that something you support?
I mean, that'd be something... It's kind of like I'm waiting to see the resources line up before we even start looking at that as a position, right? Because we're talking $1 billion. I don't see the transportation department finding those funds. If they do, it's a conversation worth having. But I like to stay really focused on what I can handle, I can control, and not what I can't. So that's not really something I can comment on right now.
All right. Another project that if you drive by it, you see it's the Dick's Sporting Goods in the Costco.
Yeah.
Now, there were some readjusting of the Costco permit. But are those on schedule? And
as far as I know.
As far as you know?
I have talked to our building department. They're on schedule. Some loving family members of mine ask me at every holiday, where is Costco? And I have to give them an answer. And I tell them the same thing I'm telling you. I think it's shooting for the spring of next year. I don't do the building. I don't do the welding. Right. Hard for me to put a hard and fast on that, but that's what I've been told.
When I drive to work every day, I drive down Maple, and this has been a consistent issue. Again, I'll go back to when I was in high school and I'd go to Fuddruckers for Burger Wednesday on my free period. This was an issue, and it's the stretch from North Forest to, what's this right here, Sweet Home. And it seems to be a consistent issue. And if you ask Supervisor Culpa, anytime he's on the show, I ask about this. It seems like anytime it's been repaired, it's been a Band-Aid. And I can point to different roads throughout Amherst where that is the case.
Sure.
Is that acceptable, or should these be, and mentioning infrastructure, should these be more permanent repairs? Again, as permanent as you can be when you have the winters we have.
Of course.
But it seems like that stretch is always, even after repairs, the worst to drive on in the town of Amherst, which is saying a lot.
Sure. So when you make a decision on repairing a road, you're looking at a lot of things, right? You're looking at how often is that road used and by how many vehicles, right? And its level of repair, and do you have a sewer project coming up? All those things are factors you consider when you're doing an infrastructure repair. I mean, I would love to sit here and tell you every road would be perfect in perpetuity. I don't feel like that'd be an accurate statement, right? The winters we had in February were just
brutal.
Brutal. So, you know, I think we're still taking an assessment right now of what needs to be repaired and updated. But no, to answer your question, the residents deserve better, and we're going to find a way. I just don't know where that is in the timeline.
Going back to the Amherst snow plowing, because Amherst, as you said, it's bigger than when I went to school in Amherst. I mean, it's a growing town. It's the biggest suburb in Western New York. Do the plows regularly update for that? And do you think the number of plows before any technology is enough to satisfy the roads Amherst is responsible for?
I do. I think our highway department does an incredible job. Those streets are plowed, at least, you know, and on my drive to work, completely down to the down to the asphalt as you're moving through at 7 a.m. Do they miss a street here and there? Of course, but you know, with the winter we just had, I would tip my hat and tell them the same thing. I thought they did an incredible job this winter.
Now, I've got to ask you, you know, you talked about the importance of local government. And I always say, you know, we focus so much on national politics. When your vote, you're going to see the results of a lot sooner in a local election than even a state or a national election. When it comes to parties, political parties.
Sure.
Do political parties matter at the state, at the local level?
I mean, I think the people running for this position have different views on the way they want to do things. So to some degree, perhaps. I would say yes, but not as severe as our state and national politics.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look the county level, right? The county executive, I think he wants to be on the station, I think, and do a lot of commentary on national stuff. Do you think that's, like, what the office needs, or would you be more focused just on Amherst and not commentating on the daily things going on in the White House?
Well, I would say for Sean Lavin, yes. Right, my focus and supervisor in Amherst is Amherst. Right. So I'm going to stay true to this community. If it doesn't impact this community, it's not my focus. Right. So if there's a law in the state or nationally that impacts the residents of this community,
well, of course,
you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm focused on this community, Amherst as a whole, and that's my primary focus.
You worked at the county level with Medicaid fraud Medicaid fraud.
Yep.
Medicaid's been in the news.
Yep.
And I'd like to get a sound clip on that. Your thoughts on the recent commentary on Medicaid with your background and what you did for the county.
So I did a lot of so when people say Medicaid, they think of me investigating some of the stuff regarding people who the users of Medicaid. Right. I would be more on the commercial side, more the pharmacies, more the long-term care facilities. So it's hard for me to give you a good answer on that because I didn't work on an individual recipient basis. You know, did this person's prescription match what Medicaid paid? That's what I'd be looking at. So it's hard for me to give you an answer on those comments.
So, you know, you still got to do your job on the board, but you got a campaign. What's that look like these next few months? While your opponents, and I'm going to ask them the same question.
Sure.
Your opponents, they're going for a primary.
Yeah.
You've got the endorsement.
Yep.
Not challenging a primary if I did my research correct.
You did it correct.
So you're heading right to the general election. What's the campaign look like for you?
I mean, really, we're just going to stay focused. We're going to start going to doors as soon as the weather gets nicer. We're going to stay focused on our messaging and what we want to do in this town. And that's my primary focus it's almost May. So I would say by early May, I hope to be at your door asking you what your opinion of the community is, what you want to see happen. And that's what my plan is.
When the GOP primary is confirmed and mm-hmm. you have an actual opponent,
yep.
Would you be down for a debate right here on Hardline?
I'll talk to anybody, anytime, about anything.
I like that. I like that. All right.
That's my job.
Major Sean Lavin, thank you for your service, and thank you for joining us today.
Is there something I can add real quick to this question?
Of course.
Is that okay?
Yes,
no, that's okay. So a couple of residents have asked if my position, if I'm going to resign from Erie County, if I was to win this position of Amherst supervisor.
I probably should have done that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But I want to make it clear to anybody listening that if I win in November, that's my primary function. I will be resigning from my position in Erie County. I'm going to be a primary focus on Amherst supervisor. But I would also ask, are the same candidates going to make that same pledge? Because a lot of them currently have different professions and jobs, and that's great. But is their focus going to be on the people of Amherst in this community? Because I can 100% say it'll be mine in January.
Which brings me another question that I should have asked.
Ask away.
Should the supervisor position be a full-time job?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There we go. Major Sean Lavin, thank you again so much. And I'm sure we'll talk again during the campaign. It's a long time from now to November.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.